Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and glad and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been glad in this day. Praise God. We're glad that you have tuned in with us to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and none other than the anointed woman of God, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founding pastor and a chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. We honor the great woman of God. We honor all those that are standing with her. Praise God. My lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White, her and myself, Pastor Terry White, are the pastors and your hosts for this evening, are the pastors of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. Praise God. And we're so happy to be standing with Dr. Ogburn and along with co-pastor Mary Williams. We bless the Lord for Pastor Johnson, Apostle Terry Ogburn, Elder James and Minister Yvette Smith. We bless the Lord for Deacon Ty and Prophetess Loretta and all the saints of God there in the number one church. Amen. Each and every one of you. Amen. Such a blessing. Amen. The house of God. People that love God. Amen. Serving. Amen. Being filled up so they can go out and reach this lost and dying world. So we salute you. Amen. If you're in the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, stop by Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Headquarters Church. They're located. Amen. They're having services on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Boulevard or Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. That's 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Stop in Sundays, 1:30. Praise God. Also, tune in on Facebook on Sundays. Amen. Praise God. For Sunshine of Faith International Ministries with Apostle Mary F. Ogburn. Dr. Ogburn is on Sundays. Amen. I believe at between 10:30 and 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Amen. And then you can join them at the location. If you're in that area, you don't want to miss, amen, a great time in worship and praise and the word. Praise God. With the saints of God, amen. And Sunshine of Faith in Baltimore, Maryland, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Sunshine of Faith, amen. 1:30 p.m. on Sundays. Amen. And as for Sunshine Lakeland campus, you can join us on Facebook Live Sunday Live at 12:30 p.m. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll be breaking the bread of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And enjoying Jesus with each and every one. Praise God. And also on Wednesdays, for our midweek Bible study, Wellness Wednesdays at 7 p.m., also on Facebook Live. Praise God. Amen. So you can join us then. You can also contact myself. Praise God. You can call me, Pastor Terry White, at 863-279-2332. If you'd like to get in contact with us, if you're in the Central Florida area, we're in Lakeland, Florida. If you're in the Central Florida area, or anywhere, amen, in Florida, you just want to, amen, contact us, amen, to see what's going on. Praise God. You certainly can. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank God for our congregation and wonderful people of God in the number 2 church. Praise God. We bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Each and every one of you, our deacons, prophets, evangelists, amen. We thank God for each and every department and auxiliary, amen. children. Praise God. We just thank God for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Cook, Pastor White, love you all. Amen. We truly do. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. Continue to pray for us as well. Amen. We want to share with each and every one that's on the line and, excuse me, and all of the body of Christ. Amen. From the book of Psalms, praise God, the book of Psalms, Psalms 30, praise God, Psalms 30, amen. It is a psalm, it's a song at the dedication of the house of David, praise God, amen. And we want to praise God. We want to extol him with joy. Amen. So, amen. Amen. That's where we're going to be coming from tonight. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are our Savior, our King. Hallelujah. You are our kinsman redeemer. Amen. And we thank you. Hallelujah. For your your blood that you pay our sin debt with. Hallelujah. That washes us and cleanses us. Hallelujah. For your love that draws us. Hallelujah. And keeps us. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. And you've given us your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You watch over your word to perform it because it is, hallelujah, a part of you. My God, and we thank you. We thank you for your word. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we bless you for touching each and every one. Amen. That hears your word. Amen. And hearkens. Praise God. We thank you for allowing us to be, amen, in our most, amen, exuberant praise to extol you, your name. Amen. To make our boast in you, O God. Hallelujah. You said the humble will hear thereof and be glad. So we can make our boast in you. Hallelujah. We don't have to boast in frivolous things that, hallelujah, or people that will come and go. Amen. Things that will, amen, pass away. Praise God. People that will pass away. But you, we can make our boast in because you, our eternal God. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching the sick and the shut-in, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching those families and people that are going through a time of bereavement right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits, God. Touch those ones that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, God, that they would repent. Turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Then you said you would hear from heaven. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you. We thank you for hearing our cry. And God, we thank you for this word on tonight, for this beautiful time with your people that we can share some hope through your word. Touch us now, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God from Psalms 30. Psalms 30, praise God. I love the Psalms and the way that they're structured, praise God. They are songs, praise God. The Psalms are songs, praise God. Amen. And they were sung at different occasions, at different times, praise God. Some of them in jubilant times, some of them in times of great need or sorrow, times of lament and repentance. But I tell you, they're structured in a way that reverences God. Amen. And that the writer of the song and the psalmist is able to allow us, along with the psalmist, to make our declaration clear, amen, in the Lord. And that's one of the things I love about the Psalms, amen. It gives us, amen, as the reader, amen, Hallelujah. Amen. The ability to see, amen, that if we are reading this and taking it in and agreeing, my God, hallelujah, amen, that we are making our declaration sure in the Lord, amen. And Psalms 30, verse 1 says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, hallelujah, and have not let my foes rejoice over me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalms 30 and verse 1 says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. My God. Is anybody out there lifted up today? Amen. Have you been lifted up by the Most High God? Has Jesus lifted you up? Amen. Above your foes, praise God. Not because, amen, of some supposed better state that you're in, amen, of yourself, amen, but because he's good, amen, and because you have turned your heart toward him, hallelujah, and you extol him and you lift him up and you rejoice at the name of your God, hallelujah. You rejoice at the name of Jesus. He has lifted you up, hallelujah, and have not let your foes rejoice over you. Verse 2 says, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. My God, has anybody been touched by God? Hallelujah. Amen. If you've been touched by him, say, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, have you been touched by God? Have you been healed? He says, O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. Verse 3 says, O Lord, you brought my soul up out from the grave. My God. Amen. We were consumed in sin. Amen. Dead and separated by our sin from the righteous God. And that we are extolling and making our declaration known and sure through this Psalm 30. Praise God. Hallelujah. But guess what he did? Amen. Hallelujah. It says, O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. My God. Hallelujah. What a joy. Amen. Somebody ought to be grateful that God saw fit to keep them out of the pit. Hallelujah. He kept me out of the pit. And he's keeping me out of the pit, my God. Hallelujah. Moment by moment, day by day. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not that, amen, that we're not striving to live the holy and righteous life that God prescribes to us through his word. Amen. And what we have seen and heard, praise God. Amen. But, amen, the enemy is ever present. Amen. Crouching. Amen. Hallelujah. At the door, waiting for us, amen, to allow him to come in and wreak havoc in our lives, amen. So we must extol God, amen, lift up his name, praise God, hallelujah, with joy, amen. He didn't let, amen, our enemies rejoice over us, praise God. He didn't let your enemy rejoice over you. He didn't let my enemy rejoice over me, but I can rejoice in that. In the Lord, amen. My joy, hallelujah. My arena, amen. The joy, a shout of rejoicing, shouting loud, cheering in triumph, amen. Singing, hallelujah. That word, arena, describes the kind of joyful shouting at the time of a great victory. In Proverbs 11 and 10, when describes the jubilance, amen, or the jubilation of the righteous when the wicked, amen, are, amen, punished by God, amen, by our righteous judge. Hallelujah. Amen. The word goes on to say, sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Guess what? For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. My God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy comes in the morning. Amen. Amen. It might be that night season in your life, but let me tell you that joy will come in the morning. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Weeping will only endure, amen, for, amen, a moment. Hallelujah. But the joy of the Lord, amen, is your strength. It'll come, amen, and amen. Your morning is coming. Somebody say, my morning, hallelujah, is coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God goes on to say, now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the way God touched me, my prosperity, amen. My leading by him along the road. Praise God. My prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. I said I'd never be moved. Amen. In my wellness of mind, my wellness of, amen, of my spirit. Amen. In the wellness. Amen. My finance. Praise God. In my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You have, amen, hid, you hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made my supplication. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo, my God, today. Amen. See, when you were silent, God, I cried out to you. Amen. When you hid your face from me, oh, I was troubled. Hallelujah. Amen. Nowhere to turn. Hallelujah. Nowhere to hide. But you made my mountain strong. Hallelujah. Amen. And I made my supplication to you. Goes on to say, amen. Verse 9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? My God. Hallelujah. Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Praise God. Amen. When my blood is spilled and I'm gone on, amen. Hallelujah. But I don't want to wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to praise God now. Saint, don't you wait. Praise him now. Praise God. Hallelujah. What profit is there in your blood? Amen. When it's not running warm in your veins, but it's cold now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you've gone down in the pit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The dust ain't going to praise God. Amen. But hallelujah. Amen. It won't declare God's truth, but we should do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God has had mercy on me. Amen. He's had mercy on us, saints. Amen. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my morning into dancing. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. God has turned somebody's morning into dancing, and he want to do it for you. And he want to do it for you, saint of God. He want to do it for you, brother. He want to do it for you, sister. In God, amen. Child of God, he wants to do it for you. He wants to turn your morning into dancing. Hallelujah. You have put off my sackcloth and my clothes and clothed me with gladness. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll give you beauty for ashes. Strength for fear and gladness for mourning. Hallelujah. Amen. He's put off your sackcloth. See, that was that time of lament and mourning. Praise God. Amen. You could even see it in the book of Lamentations in different places in the word of God. Particularly in the Old Testament, where they would get in sackcloth and ashes, amen, and cry out to God, amen, and lament, and pour out, amen, and amen, sorrow, and amen, and repent for, amen, the sins, amen. And it says, you have put off my sackcloth, hallelujah, amen, and clothed me with gladness. Amen. The old folks used to say, you've given me my glad rags. I'm going to praise you. Hallelujah. You've given me, hallelujah. Amen. My garment of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 12 says, in that my glory may sing praise, hallelujah, amen, to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Hallelujah. Make your declaration clear tonight, saint of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Christian, amen. Sister Christian, hallelujah. Follower of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. To the end that my glory, hallelujah, and this glory, amen, is what God allows us to stand, when he's allowing us to stand in his presence, amen. When we, amen, have made up in our mind that we are going to, amen, come into the presence of God with singing, amen, amen, and thanksgiving in our hearts. Praise God, because he's been so good to us, amen. We'll be able to stand and show forth that glory. Amen. Hallelujah. My glory may sing praise to you. Amen. The illumination that God gives us, amen, will sing praise. Amen. It will honor him, praise God. Hallelujah. And not be silent. Hallelujah. Can't be silent. Amen. Because he's been so good. Amen. Hallelujah. The illumination that we receive from him. Amen. Our consciousness is risen, praise God, and shining forth, hallelujah. It cannot be silent. It's got to tell the story, my God, hallelujah, how good God has been to us and what he's doing for us, praise God. In the midst of the trial and the storm, God is still yet moving, hallelujah, and judging, praise God. His anointing, the anointing of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, his anointing is destroying yokes right now. Hallelujah. If you're bound by anything, praise God, lift your hand to Jesus, amen, and allow yourself to, amen, rest in his presence and allow him to destroy the yokes of bondage off your neck, amen, and lift the burden off your back. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks you forever. Make your declaration that you're going to give thanks to God forever for the marvelous work he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah. God is moving. He is blessing. Amen. He is keeping us. Praise God. Amen. And we want you to make sure that you are, amen, making, hallelujah, a point to, amen, praise the Lord, your God, amen, and give him thanks forever, amen, hallelujah. Give him thanks forever, praise God, amen. We are blessed to be with you, amen, hallelujah, on, amen, a Blog Talk radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith this evening, praise God, amen. We bless the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sunshine of Faith. Amen. Under the leadership, amen, of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the Chief Apostle and Founding Pastor. Amen. Headquarters Church, again, is in Baltimore, Maryland, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. Amen. If you're in that area, amen. Hallelujah. Stop in on Sundays at 1 p.m. Amen. And join in the service with the saints of God in that part of the body of Christ. Amen. In Sunshine, praise God. Amen. If you're in Central Florida, give us a call. Amen. Pastor Terry White, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. 863-279-2332. Amen. You can write to us. Praise God. Amen. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2. Amen. P.O. Box 032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Send your prayer request. We always tell you, send your prayer request. We'd love to pray with you. We believe God for you. Amen. Send your partnership offer. You can plant your seed today. Amen. You can join us on this great journey, this great mission, as we serve our God, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Amen. We bless the Lord. We want you to know that you can also contact our apostle, Dr. Ogburn, Amen. And she'll be glad to speak with you. She is a licensed counselor. Amen. Able to do family counseling, children's counseling, marriage counseling. Amen. So you can contact her, praise God, and she will be there, amen, to counsel with you, amen. You can reach her at 301-732-0461 if you need to call her, amen, for prayer, for counseling, amen, to get information about the ministry. You can also contact Apostle Ogburn and the church secretary, amen, Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank God for all of you tuning in to Blog Talk Radio from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Praise God. Amen. And as our apostle always says, Jesus loves you. Amen. And so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.